Hey, welcome back to Beyond the Ring Short Stories. My name is Jeff Wells. I have the great privilege of being a part of 20 years, over 10 different Olympic Games, evangelism outreach using pen trading. And I want to talk to you today about Paris 2024. I know I've talked about it off and on in the past, but in this episode, I want to dedicate the entire time to talking about Paris. So it's not so much of a story of the past as it is a story of where we're going. As I make this recording, it's spring of 2024, and I have secured housing for us, and I have my plane tickets. I will be in Paris, Lord willing, from July 24th through August 12th. That's a long time. And I'll be there with a few others, a friend of mine, Tony Wright, and a couple of students from Missouri Baptist University, Brandon Long and Destiny Killian. And so that's the team as of today, and it could grow, but I'm excited for the team that'll be there and for the opportunity we will have to engage in gospel conversations. If you're viewing this on YouTube, if you see the TV behind me, you will see a large picture version of the pen that we will be using for Beyond the Rings pen trading evangelism this summer. It has the flags around the outside of it. It's a rectangle pen. Each of the flags represents a country that has previously hosted the Olympic Games. The top left triangle inside that is a tiny image of Eiffel Tower with a blue background. And the lower right corner is a red triangle with the numbers 24 in it, representing the summer of 2024. In the middle is the Beyond the Rings logo, which is a blue Olympic torch with a red flame off the top. And if you look closely on the Olympic torch, you'll see a faint cross. And then next to that are three rings, two with one on top. They are colored in gold, silver, and bronze. Those colors may sound familiar to you. While they represent the medal colors and categories of winners during the Olympic competitions, we are using these three rings to explain the gospel using the three circles gospel tool that Jimmy Scroggins created, and the North American Mission Board uses as its dominant tool. And many, many ministries and many churches around the world have been using the three circles. And this is the tool we're going to use. This pen, this design, our goal in prayer is 3,000 pens, which will lead to 3,000 gospel conversations. And you may say, that's a lot of pens. Well, it's not uncommon for myself to have 100 plus gospel conversations a day at the Olympic Games. And so the three others that are going with me, this will be their first outreach, but they will be engaging in dozens and dozens of conversations each day as well. And so that's our goal, is to produce and share the gospel using pen trading evangelism. So there are several things I'd ask you to do. Our three basic requests of Beyond the Rings support teams, support team members, is threefold. One, pray. Pray for us as we make preparations, as we make plans, as we are now going into the pen production phase of the Paris 2024 outreach effort, and for logistics. For all that to work out, for everything to go smoothly, pray. In addition, we ask you to join us in our prayer around the world, 206 days. If you go to beyondtherings.net, you can see the daily prayer focus for the day, which shows a country, a scripture verse, an Olympic sport, kind of a prompt of how to pray for those things that day. And we're seeking to do that 206 days. We started on January 1st to go all the way up to the day before the opening ceremonies on July 26th. And so we ask you to pray. We ask you to give. So many have been so generous and so giving to support Beyond the Rings and myself up to this point. And I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because of so many people's generosity and faithfulness and giving, we've been able to secure our housing. We've been able to get my airline tickets purchased. And now we're moving into the production of the pens phase. So that basically all we have left is to, once we get all the funds in for the pens, is get them made, get on the plane, get on the ground in Paris, and start having gospel conversations with people from all over the world. In addition to giving to Beyond the Rings, which you can do through beyondtherings.net, there's a link there where you can give online through our wonderful partnership with Concord Church, where I serve as missions and online pastor. You can give online through them to Beyond the Rings, or you can send a check, and all the instructions and information is for you there. And that's to give to Beyond the Rings, as well as if you want to give toward pen production. In addition to those needs, Brandon and Destiny have created Go Send Give episode, accounts, and you can find those links at beyondtherings.net as well under the Give tab. And so if you would like to help these two college students raise funding for that, you can do that through that site as well. And as I'm taping this, I don't know my friend Tony Wright, who's going with us, I don't know his current avenue for receiving funds. As I learn that, I will add that in the comments section. Okay? Excuse me. So, we ask you to pray, we ask you to give, and we ask you to share. The closer we get to the Olympics, the more we want the word to get out about Beyond the Rings and Olympic pen trading. I've had the privilege of working with the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention as they are preparing to receive hundreds of volunteers this summer in Paris. I've had the privilege to help with some of their pen training, evangelism training. And so we know God's going to be using that. So pray for that to be effective and to be helpful, and for that ministry to be impactful as they use pen trading. And the IMB is working with local churches in Paris and church plants. So they're going to be doing all kinds of different gospel efforts to make the most of the Olympics, but they'll also be doing pen trading as well. So the closer we get, the more we want people to know, yes, the Olympics are coming. They're happening. They're going to be in Paris. It's an incredible opportunity for the world to gather again, to compete in athletic competitions, to intermingle cultures, to learn and to grow. And it is an opportunity unlike any other to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be Jesus's witness. Remember in Acts 1:8, Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so I like to say the Olympics are like Acts 1:8, all in one place. There are people from my neck of the woods, from where I live in the St. Louis area, that I will encounter and get to have gospel conversations with, or from the state of Missouri, or nearby in the state of Illinois, or just from the Midwest, or from anywhere in America, or anywhere across the globe. And that's one of the things that truly excites me about the Olympic ministry, is its unique opportunity to be a witness for Jesus Christ, literally, for people around the world. And I know that happens a lot on university campuses in America, where you have the world coming to that campus to learn and study. And churches and ministries have made great use of those opportunities to engage in gospel witness and see men and women come to faith in Christ and then return to their home countries, and how God has used them to be great missionaries for the gospel of Jesus Christ as they return to their homelands. In a similar way, although not nearly as in-depth discipleship wise, but in a similar way, we get to have those kind of brief encounters with people from all over the world. We get to share the gospel message with them, and they carry it back with them, whether they're believers, whether they're not, whether they've made a decision on the streets in Olympic Hill City or not. They take the gospel back with them. And as I firmly believe, and God's word attests to, his word does not return void. He will use it in the hearts and minds of individuals and in the impacting of families to come to faith in Jesus Christ and to become faithful followers of Jesus. And so that's what's happening in a matter of months in Paris. And so we invite you to join us for the journey. Come along for the process as we plan. We're praying. We've got a lot of plates spinning as we're trying to nail down details. And our highest priority right now is producing pens. And so we pray, we ask for your prayer as we walk through the final pen design stages, and then we make that big order, and then we have the funds to pay for that big order. And so we invite you to join us for the journey. Come along, be a BTR support team member. You can't be on the ground with us. Not everybody can. But you know what the ground team members need? They need support team members back home who are praying for them, who have helped support them financially to get there, who are sharing about them in their preparation with others, other churches, other believers, missionaries and church plants, so that they can know that God is at work at the Olympic Games. And so we invite you to come along. And thank you for this time that you give tuning in to Beyond the Rings Short Stories. And I, again, am so grateful for Josh and Andy. I said that last time. Okay, I need to edit that out. 1 hour. I'm grateful for Triple Play and their partnership in producing and editing these weekly podcasts for me. And putting them out on their page and sharing them with you all. So thank you again for tuning in, and I look forward to talking with you next time. God bless.